The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. In Texas. Come on in, take a seat, pour a drink, pass one to me. Freckle foodie and friends, talk about life's odds and ends. Throw away your hesitations, have unfiltered conversations. If you've got an ear to lend, here's Freckle Foodie and Friends. Lights, camera. Bootleg studio at home, 7 p.m. post kids bedtime recording. Oh my God, I just opened my phone to do something and Rook has a coconut mocha style. Okay, I'm going to need to get that. Sorry, I opened my phone because I basically thought I'm going on vacation, okay, next weekend or this week. When you are listening to this, I will have already gone on vacation and I'm hoping it's incredible and everything I wanted and more. But it's currently Tuesday and I was thinking I need to get ahead of all of my work so that I can be off Thursday and Friday when I'm on vacation. It's my first trip alone with Joe since having our baby. It's our baby moon. I am like team, do your baby moon after you have the baby. And quite honestly, we've been on like one day date since having our son. I think so. Like we went to lunch. So we need some alone time. Okay. We're finally like somewhat on the other side of the roommate phase. We're back in the same bedroom, which like praise the fucking Lord. If you are lost, it's because we were sleeping in separate rooms so that we could like each have a monitor and the other person could like try and get a little bit of sleep and not be woken up every night by our son. And we're coming out of the roommate phase, but we also like haven't had any time alone to connect, relax, just like regroup. So I'm very, very excited for that. I cannot wait to be laying on a beach, well slept, with a virgin pina colada in my hand, reading my romance novel. I'm so excited. All that to be said, I was like, okay, I'm going to get ahead of all my work because I have stuff that has to go out. And so I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit. This is how sausage is made. Basically, every Friday or every Thursday, I record my podcast ads for the next week. And so this week, I was like, all right, I'm going to do this on Monday, just get it done with. My producer is also on vacation. So I'm being covered by a different producer who's like acting as her backup. And so I send him an email and I'm like, hey, super early, but I got my ads done. You know, the people pleaser in me is like, oh my God, he's going to be so happy. Like, wow, what a great host. Like, it's so nice to back her up, etc. Oh God. Okay. I'm flicking myself in the head every time I say etc. because I want to remember to go back to the story, but I never watch my own stories or TikToks or listen to my show because I live this life. I already am like at my breaking point with myself. I don't mean that in a mean way. It's just like when I do this for work, it feels very self-focused. And so to go that step of consuming the content after the fact would just throw me over the edge. And also like, it would just really mess with my ego and like stop me from doing things because my ego would get in the way. So the way that I don't have that happen is I just simply don't watch them. The other night I recorded something and I had taken a gummy. So I wanted to make sure that like I was getting the point across that I was trying to make and I was rewatching it. And a few of you have messaged me being like, not even trolling, just saying, oh my gosh, you love the word, et cetera, or like you should make merch with this saying, etc., whatever. And I was kind of like, okay, I don't think I say it that much. I know I say evidently a lot. And I was watching stories back and I noticed how much I said, etc. And I almost threw my phone across the room. So I'm going to flick myself in the head every time I say it just to try and stop saying it so much. Point of the story being, I had emailed the backup producer being like, hi, I got ahead and did all my ads. Here you go, whatever. And he responds and he's like, great. What about the recording? And that was when I noticed I didn't have a podcast episode slated for this week, the episode you're listening to. And I'm trying to do the cadence of like Lucy guest solo, Lucy guest solo. It's not going to be a perfect science. There are going to be some where we do more guests, some where we do less Lucy, some where we do more Lucy, some more solo, etc. God damn it. But I'm trying. That is the method that I'm trying, or that is the, like, I don't know, order I'm trying to keep. And I then realized I didn't have an episode recorded. So I was going to try and do like a vacation recap, but that would mean I have to record on Monday and I have other stuff booked on Monday. And this is really like getting you behind the scenes, but we need time to go through, do the trailers, do show notes, get it through to production, release all of that. I almost said et cetera and I caught myself. But all that being said, that wouldn't work with my schedule on Monday. So here I am. And I'm not going to lie to you. I will be very honest about the situation. Earlier today, I came in here and I sat down and I recorded a 30-minute solo episode. And I left being like, that wasn't work I'm proud of. That's not how I'm going to keep this podcast growing. That's not something that I would like tell someone to go listen to. And so then I took a second and I told myself, I will carve out another 30 to 45 minute window to sit down and record and put something out there that I feel better about. So here we are, post kids bedtime, pre a work event I'm hosting at 8 p.m., squeezing in a recording. That all goes to tie into another thing I wanted to talk about of work that I'm not even that I'm not proud of. It's just right now flying by the seat of my pants. I think that's the saying. This ties into, I did ask you guys some questions. I asked you 4 questions because, again, I didn't have an episode planned. And surprisingly, a lot of people were asking about like finding childcare or a nanny and how you go about that and that process. And I am currently in the process of finding a nanny. So I do feel like I am well versed to share what we're doing. I will preface by saying we've had a sitter for 2 years who we love with our entire heart. She is a part of our family. There is no bad blood whatsoever. It's just she wants to focus on another aspect of her career, which I fully want to support her and have her do because I am a loud cheerleader for her doing that. However, we also need more support and we now live in New Jersey and we need more hours. So it just unfortunately had to come to a point where we were both like, we need to go separate ways with the most love and affection towards each other possible. I've talked a lot about like clothing, finding yourself postpartum, rediscovering who you are and your style, etc. And something that I do really want to try to focus on is creating a capsule wardrobe because I just think it'll make my life so much freaking easier. And I know that. I just need to commit to doing it. So you know how I'm going to commit to doing it? With Quince. Quince is my go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, and you know I have talked about that 100% washable silk maxi skirt that is under $80. It's gorgeous and I love it. Organic cotton sweaters and 14 karat gold jewelry. Quince creates timeless classics that never go out of style. Items that you'll have in your closet forever, which always makes putting together an outfit way easier. Like it is so much easier if you just have a few things that you love and you can create different looks from, hence a capsule wardrobe, hence exactly what I want. The best part is that Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us, which is a huge freaking win. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Cameron for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Cameron to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Cameron. Healthy hydration isn't just about drinking water. It's about water and electrolytes. It makes sense. You lose both water and sodium when you sweat. Both need to be replaced to prevent muscle cramps, headaches, and energy dips that result from dehydration, which is less common, and low electrolytes, which is actually more common. Most people only replace the water because since the 1940s, we've been told to drink 8 glasses of water per day, thirsty or not. Drinking beyond thirst actually is not a good idea. Thirst is the only way our bodies regulate blood volume and fluid fluid balance. When you need more fluids, you get thirsty. And when you drink plain water beyond thirst, it dilutes blood electrolyte levels, especially the sodium levels, and can lead to headaches, low energy, cramps, confusion, and more. Unfortunately, since low sodium symptoms mimic dehydration symptoms, people often get confused and drink more water. And this only exacerbates the problem. The solution isn't to stop drinking water, it's just to drink water plus electrolytes. Enter Element. It has enough sodium, potassium, and magnesium to get you feeling and performing your best. Plus, it has zero sugar, artificial colors, or other dodgy ingredients to hold you back. Element has your electrolyte needs covered. With 1,000 milligrams of sodium, 200 milligrams of potassium, and 60 milligrams of magnesium, it contains enough electrolytes to move the needle towards each of these electrolyte goals. You are guaranteed to find an Element flavor you love. Try fan favorites, citrus salt or raspberry salt, or get spicy with mango chili or mixed chocolate salt into your morning coffee for a mean mocha. Element came up with a fantastic offer for us. Go to drinkelement.com/Cameron to get a free sample pack with any purchase. So we're currently looking for a nanny, and this has been something that I personally have had a very hard time figuring out because part of my brain really wants to just say F it to the work outside the home and my job and lean fully into work inside the home and be a full-time stay-at-home mom and spend the full day with the boys and have that be my focus. And then the other part of my brain loves the work I do, loves the fact that I have time for like this creative outlet, loves that I get to spend time with incredible people in this industry when I do. And as a 50-50 income household, if we want to like maintain this lifestyle, it's not really in the cards for me to just say, fuck it, goodbye paycheck. So that battle that I'm constantly going through in my brain, I have said before, I used to like beat myself up over it and say that I hated that I couldn't just decide. I've tried to since flip the script of being like, how freaking amazing is it that I get to experience both? Because I do feel like I was this part-time stay-at-home mom, part-time working mom, trying to find that middle ground. And it has not been easy. I will say I'm never going to act like my job is hard. I have the cushiest fucking job. And I believe that. I believe anyone can do this job if they want to. It's just a matter of whether they want to. And I feel so grateful and blessed for it. But when we don't have childcare, like I cannot take care of the boys and do this job. And that has been something that I have to come to terms with because I keep creating this dream world in my head as if that's an option. And it's simply not if I want to maintain the work I do and grow, which I really want to do. And I want to have time to focus on work and actually feel like I'm thriving and like putting work out there that I'm proud of and that I feel is deserving and not just surviving, which is how I've honestly felt since having our second. So we've decided to get a like more full-time nanny and we're in the search right now. So what that search has looked like for us, obviously this is going to be different depending on what you're looking for, but what we have done is any friends in the area who have a nanny. One of my girlfriends has someone who used to be an au pair. And so she has a WhatsApp group of like a ton of women in this area who are from her original country who all came over to be au pairs at one point. And they're all like currently nannies. So I like wrote up a thing about what we were looking for, sent it to my girlfriend. She gave it to her nanny and she put it in the WhatsApp group. So I've met with a few people from there. And then quite honestly, Facebook is the fucking shit when you move to the suburbs. Like I never understood the whole like Facebook group thing until I became a mom and moved to the burbs. I'm in so many goddamn Facebook groups and I love them. So there's our mom's group. If you're not in it, I will link it in the show notes. It's amazing. I actually put stuff in there sometimes just to crowdsource. Like if I needed opinions or advice or like someone to talk to about something specific that I don't feel like blasting on my social media, but none of my friends have gone through, I'll check in there to be like, is there anyone in here who's experienced this and is willing to chat? The other ones I'm in a local, like our town, moms, dads, and parents group, which I love. I search all the time. I don't post in there, but I search it all the time for like pediatric, different types of doctors, my OBGYN practice. I'm always searching to see if people have recommendations, classes, all of that. There's a local moms group for like babies born in 2023, which I'm in. And then I did actually join the 2024 one as well, because I post a ton of, if I'm like getting rid of baby stuff, I'll post it in there to be like, does anyone want to just like come pick this up from our front porch? And that goes into a group that I believe is common in towns. I don't know. You can look if you have one. And I didn't know this existed. It's called like whatever your town is, community gifting. And my sister is like the queen of Facebook Marketplace. I swear to fucking God. She like is selling stuff and buying stuff left and freaking right. Okay. I can't figure out how she gets such good stuff on Facebook Marketplace. Like I've tried, I've looked, everything seems to be so far away to buy. She somehow has figured it out. I need to pick her brain more on that. And like kudos to her. And I've just started now like getting rid of stuff on it. But we were at her house for Christmas dinner and they had this like huge spread that her and her husband had cooked. And we were packing everything up and I was like, man, what are you going to do with all these leftovers? Like, obviously I'll take some. And everyone took like a, you know, tray or whatever, Tupperware, but there was still so much. And she's like, oh, I'll just post it on Facebook. And I looked at her like, what the fuck are you talking about? You're going to post this on Facebook? And she goes, yeah, there are these community gifting groups for the area. You can post whatever you're getting rid of and someone will come pick it up. And I was like, okay, I understand Facebook Marketplace, but like, this is food. What? Which honestly is amazing because there's so many times where I want to donate food, but it's either been like opened or it's perishable. And I hate wasting food, but most food banks or shelters, you only can donate things that are like shelf stable or closed and unopened. So she told me that she posted it and literally within an hour, it had all been picked up from her front porch. And I made fun of her for a bit, but then I noticed she was like, look, it's Christmas night, okay? Not everyone is food secure. These people who want a meal tonight and may not have one or may not be confident that they have one tomorrow will just come to our front porch and grab it. Or like maybe they just want, I don't know exactly who's coming to get it and what their scenario is, but food is not going to waste and that's a win. So I learned about this group. I joined ours. I am addicted at scrolling it to see what people are getting rid of because I've never like opted to go pick anything up. There are a few things that I'm like, oh, if I didn't have that already, that'd be amazing to go pick up baby items, especially. And like, honestly, we're getting rid of our mini crib. I'm probably just going to post it on there. But it's incredible what people will post in here. Like literally someone posted the other day that they had like fresh thyme and like people were responding, yes, I want it. Like literally there is a home for everything on there. So I forget where I was going with this. Facebook groups. I love Facebook groups. Nanny, Land the Plane Camp. I posted in the like, there's a childcare group for our area. And I posted basically like exactly what we're looking for. Hey, you know, here's the scenario. This is how old our kids are. This is our toddler schedule. This is the hours and days we're looking for. We have a dog. You know, both my husband and I work from home. This is where we live area. And like, reach out if you're interested. And then I went through people who reached out through the Facebook messages. And then I had FaceTimes with like, I think 10 of them, and then spoke with some references. And then I just, as I'm recording this, met one in person and really liked her. So we just put out an offer. I will hopefully know an answer by the time this episode comes out. But while I'm recording this, I don't know. And I'm shaking in my boots. But that was kind of how we went about the process. And then also within this group, sometimes there are nannies that are posting like, hey, my family is no longer in need of a nanny because their kids are getting older or they're moving or whatever. And so there are some sitters and nannies in there who will post a full thing. So I messaged a few of them and then I had my sister go through her group as well for her town. And I emailed some of those people. So that's been our process. I feel like that's applicable to most towns. I think these groups exist. I obviously don't know because I only live in this town, but that was how we went about it. I'm going to go through some questions just to get some ideas of flowing. Okay. You're real the other day. I'm reinventing yourself after kids. I empathize so much with that. That was like a prompt of what to talk about. And let's unpack that because it's really eye-opening. There is a term for this. It's called matrescence, I believe. Matrescence,
we're Googling as we speak. New motherhood can come with lots of ups and downs. How to navigate matrescence. Okay, I'm going to put this article in the show notes. It's an NPR article. Becoming a mother is a huge, complicated life transition that can rock every fiber of a person's being. Fuck yeah, again. The process even has its own name, matrescence. And while this term may seem relatively new, it was actually coined in the 70s by medical anthropologist Dana Raphael. Basically, yes, I think that there's like a, I think that applies to every kid that's born, not just like the first one, but I had a massive identity crisis after our first, because I think that was such a like mind-boggling shift in the sense of you go from not having a kid to having a kid, and it's suddenly like, I mean, your life is literally changed in every manner of the way. And I don't mean that to scare you, but like in that beginning, that's just the truth. And I was then trying to figure out around month four, which is when I've really historically both times around struggled the most. Just like, who am I? What do I talk about? What do I wear? What do I do? What are my hobbies? When do I have free time? Who do I spend time with? How do I want to spend my time? And really just meeting this new version of me where she's at, but also like trying to get to know her and being like, hey, bitch, who the fuck are you? Like, what are we into? What do we do? And the second time around, I had less of the identity crisis because my life is already surrounded around my children or my child. And like, I'm very used to now not being able to just like pack up and go wherever I please, whenever I want, because I've had a kid already. All that being said, I still was surprised to feel that like identity, kind of meeting this new version of myself and desire to just fucking purge everything. Like I was just looking at my closet, like I want to get rid of literally every piece of clothing I have ever owned and start over because I'm this new human. And it's very eye-opening to experience and confusing to verbalize. And I try to say to Joe where the other night I was just like, I just feel so kind of lost. And I feel lost in work somewhat. I feel like I'm spending time differently with friends and, you know, what our conversations are focused on. And I feel I don't know how to dress and I'm really confused with who I am as a human. And again, it's so hard to verbalize and explain to someone that isn't experiencing it, because yes, like him as a husband and a father, he's experiencing a life transition, no doubt. I won't discredit that, but his body didn't change. He didn't go through those hormone shifts. Like it is just very different. And so I'm working through that. I think specifically with the work thing, I'm really hoping that once we have consistent childcare, I will feel more confident with being able to focus on work. And like, I'm excited by work right now. I think that's what's the most frustrating thing to me, is that I am so excited by certain things I want to do and I just don't have the time to do them. And so I can't wait to hopefully soon have that time and then like have that aspect of my life for me. I don't feel I have that right now, because I feel whenever I try to work, I'm just like literally trying to stay afloat. When it comes to style, I actually had this aha moment the other day where I have always leaned on the like, I guess like tomboy-ish, I don't know, just like comfort for me is like the most important thing. And I will see these people on Instagram, whether I know them or not, and I'm like, oh my God, I love their style. Like they look so amazing. They look so put together. They look like adult. Okay. I think that's the thing. I'm like, oh, they look adult. And then I'll order something if they link it or whatever. And then I get it. And then I'm like, where the fuck am I going to wear this? Like, where am I wearing this? Because I don't do the things that they're doing. And it's been so interesting for me to like unpack these layers. Because I had this moment the other night where I went over to my friend's house and we were there. It was us, me, Joe, her husband, and our boys. And it was after dinner and the sun was still out, which like, holy fucking shit, is the best thing ever. Having the sun still out after dinner and having that like hour window to play as it's getting nicer out is my favorite hour of the day. My favorite hour of the day. We will get back to this. But I was like playing in the grass in their backyard with her and our two toddlers. And they were like tackling us and we were rolling around and we were having so much fun and we were playing. And as we were leaving, Joe was like, wild call to be doing all that in your white jeans. And I was like, oh yeah, whatever. I'll throw them in the wash. And then I was like, wait, that is why I dress the way I do. Because that's actually how I'm spending majority of my time. Like majority of my time, I'm doing school pickups, school drop-offs, like rolling around and playing with my toddler. getting spit up on by my baby, exercising or walking, and like the rare date night going out with girlfriends. So that's what I should be buying clothes for. If that's the way I want to live my life, which is actually what I enjoy the most, like this is something I should probably take my therapist. I don't know. Like I love being somewhere and spending time with kids in the sense of if we're at like parties, sometimes I actually caught myself doing this recently. We were at a like party with people who I didn't necessarily know. And so Liam wanted to like go play with something. And I was like, yeah, I'll come play with you. And then I just kind of was like, this is a great excuse to not have to socialize. Like I can just play with my kid. This is what I want to be doing anyway. Like, honestly, it's a really nice excuse for an introvert, which sometimes I am. And so I just like kind of excluded myself from the situation so that I could play with him. And like, I love being a parent who's like, Joe and I are very active play parents. And so I love being in an outfit that allows me to like roll around on the floor, run around, like all of that type of play. And so no shit, I'm not in like a nice dress and heels. And I love the people who wear them and I see post them look amazing. And I'm like, you look so fucking cute, but that's just not me. So I don't dress like that. And I don't know why there's this barrier of like me having to accept that. But that's what I'm working on right now with my identity shift within becoming a parent. Lately, I have been in my like skincare journey, and I do believe that the less is more, but partially is because I'm honestly just like overwhelmed by the abundance of products out there, and time is of the essence right now. I am also focused on making sure that I'm taking care of my skin as I age. As someone in their young 30s, I've noticed that my skin has changed over time and wrinkles are becoming more and more prevalent. And look, I'm always going to have wrinkles. I get that. You know what? It shows that you have lived and laughed and loved. No, but truly, like, it just means that you smile a lot and you have fun. But I would also love to try, like, my best to just keep my skin helping me feel confident. And I've been looking for a skincare product that can effectively combat aging and wrinkling and help restore the appearance of youth to my skin. And that's why I love Purity Woods. Purity Woods' mission is to provide people with the cleanest and most effective healthy aging and longevity products available. All of their products are USDA certified, organic, non-GMO, free of anything artificial, free of toxic preservatives and synthetic additives like pesticides, chemical fertilizers and dyes, parabens, and of course, it's cruelty-free and never tested on animals. The Purity Woods Age-Defying Dream Cream has become a new staple in my routine to assist with eliminating fine lines and wrinkles, age spots, and uneven skin tone. The reality is that we're all going to age, and what a gift that is, but products like this help me do that in a way where I still have confidence at the forefront. Turn back time on the appearance of your skin with Purity Woods' Age-Defying Dream Cream. Purity Woods is currently offering 17% off site-wide, but we have an additional 10% discount for our listeners for a total savings of 27%. Go to puritywoods.com/Cameron or enter code Cameron at checkout for an additional 10% off your first order. That's PURITYWOODS.com and enter code Cameron for a total of 27% off your first order. Two things I am constantly prioritizing and encouraging everyone else to as well are my mental health and physical health. For me, this starts with my morning routine. I am prioritizing my mental health by having some very necessary alone and quiet time before taking on my day, and simultaneously prioritizing my physical health while including nutritional supplements like AG1. If you're a longtime listener, you know that I've been drinking AG1 for over 5 years now. When I started drinking AG1 daily, I noticed I had increased energy first thing in the morning and that it helped with my digestion throughout the day. As a creature of habit, it is absolutely my preferred method to start my day. That's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. Since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. Because I am recommending AG1 to anyone with ears, I love seeing my friends and family also get hooked and join the daily AG1 train. I obviously am a huge fan of the company, but my husband is truly their number one supporter. Without fail, he is making his glass of AG1 every single morning, first thing when he comes downstairs before starting his workout. He feels it helps him feel more energetic in the morning and that he's getting the nutrients his body craves first thing, which is a true win-win. AG1 is the supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily, and that's why they've been a partner for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/FFF. That's drinkag1.com/FFF to check it out.
Speaking of the second kid, how's your relationship with your partner going from one to two kids? And how is that transition? I will say that the zero to one transition, like, quote unquote, made me. It made me a mom. It shifted all of that for me. The one to two transition humbled me. And I mean that in the best way. Like, honestly, I think I needed to be humbled a little bit. And I think it's humbled me with chaos that I love. Like, I have so far just accepted that my life is just utter chaos. And I actually kind of love it. And I'm not saying chaos like bad chaos. I'm saying chaos of just like, there are kids always playing. There's toys everywhere. It's fun. It's filled with cuddles. It's enjoyable. It's that type of chaos. And it's humbled me because we had a unicorn the first time around with certain things like sleep, for instance. And I think having a second that kind of like forced me to adapt and like get rid of my ego and learn new things and be like, you can't control everything and you have to go more with the flow has been an incredibly helpful learning experience for myself. And I just feel so happy with where we're at right now. I know I posted this the other weekend on social media, but I just am so obsessed with this stage. Like, our toddler is in this incredible stage where, yes, it's so hard sometimes, okay? I'm not going to deny that. But the highs are unlike anything I've ever experienced before. The other day we were at the park and we're leaving and we're walking and he just looks up at us and he goes, Mommy, Daddy, I love you. And Joe and I just looked at each other and started like hysterical. I was just like immediate tears. I'm literally crying thinking about it, like immediate tears in my eyes because like that's literally the greatest gift I could ever receive. And watching life through his eyes is unlike anything I could have ever imagined. And I'm so in love with that phase. And with that, the phase of our baby right now where it's like you're getting stuff back. There's the cooing, there's the babbling, there's the smiling. He's so fucking cute. I'm going to eat him. And he's not like this little potato that you're afraid you're going to break. Has been so fun. And I know I said this when we first had him that I think I said it in a TikTok. I don't remember. Where it was like about having the second child. Like, I think the hard parts of having a second will get less hard as he continues to get older, which they already have. And the good parts of having a second will just continue to get better and better as he gets older, which they continuously have. Like, he's now obsessed with just watching our toddler and like our toddler's finally giving him attention and watching them together makes like my heart quite literally explode. In terms of our relationship, I think I touched on this in last week's episode, but for us, obviously, I mean, not obviously, I guess not everyone does, but there is a big roommate phase and a like phase of resentment for me during postpartum because the reality is, like I said, his body didn't change. His hormones haven't gone through shit. Like, it's just a different experience and you can't deny that. And so I remember the first time around being really scared by that because I guess I had heard some of my friends talk about it, but not everyone. And not all my friends had had a kid yet. So not all of them had experienced it. And I was so terrified. Like, is this forever? What did we just do to our relationship? The second time around, I know it's a phase. And I'm like, we'll get back to how we were. We'll get to a place that's even better. But this is not going to be forever. So I think that there were hard parts absolutely going through the transition, but I'm so proud of us. I say this like almost every day to him. I'm just so fucking proud of us of how team oriented we are. And like, similarly, we are aligned with our goals and the way we parent and the way we want to raise a family. And again, I just feel really blessed. I feel so nostalgic for the present. It's a very weird feeling to know that at some point later down the road, I'm going to look back at this phase of my life and be like, oh my God, what I would do, what I would kill to just live in that moment for 10 minutes. Like, I just got very emotional saying that. But like, I think about it now, even when I look at younger pictures of our toddler being like, I would do, like, I wish I could remember, didn't want to fucking cry. I wish I could remember what that felt like when he was like that age. I just wish I could like go back and watch him for 10 minutes. And I feel like I know I'm going to feel that way right about this phase. So I feel very nostalgic for the present. I need to get my shit together, but they're happy tears.
Okay. Oh, what I will say about the relationship going from one to two, and actually someone asked this, like, you know, how do you navigate? Does Joe get time off? Like, I feel like you've had a decent amount of like nights out or things. Does Joe do the same? So I've had like, I think three or four nights. I had two nights in the city for work and then two nights for my like mom trip out of the house since having our baby. No, he actually has not. Which we were talking about this recently, because I even said, like, do you want to go to the beach for a night? Just like for yourself so you can just like fucking chill. But no, he has not. But I will say, like, we find buckets of time for ourselves throughout, whether it's the week or the weekend. I also like wouldn't post if he was away for a night, if I was alone, just like for safety. That feels scary. But what we try to do, and it's not a perfect science, it's not black and white, it doesn't guarantee happen every weekend, but ever since having a second kid, it's harder to get time for yourself, because with the first, it was like, okay, you have the baby, I'm going to go run and do something. And yeah, it's easy. It's fine. We're getting to a place now where like each of us feels confident having both, but it's not always easy because our child does not like to nap. So what we try to do is like on a Saturday or on a Sunday, one of us will get like 2 to 3 hours to do what you please. Last weekend, he had a 3-hour golf club fitting, which like if that's what you want to do with your time, be my guest. And then on Sunday, I went and got a manicure and a pedicure and a wax. And I just think that has been very crucial for us to each have like that block of time to do our own thing. What we have not been good at, which is why I'm so excited for this trip, is having time alone, like outside of the house together, which I think is vital. And we have not honestly been good at like prioritizing that. So that's why we're going on this trip. On that note, someone said how to stay intimate sexually and not with your partner after kids, struggle bus while pregnant with a toddler over here. Okay, well, you're pregnant with a toddler. So like the expectation of having sex is literally on the freaking floor. Like, I mean, at least for me. Like, no, I'm sorry. You are spent in every manner of the way, physically, emotionally, mentally, like you are doing the fucking most. So give yourself grace. But I understand that, like, at least for me, the sexual intimacy of a relationship, like, is very important for me to feel like connected. So that was something I personally struggled with during pregnancy because I had no sex drive the second time around. But I also was like, I missed that aspect of our relationship. I think my advice would be after kids, like, give yourself grace in the early stage, okay? Like, you can't play the compare game to another stage of your life or to friends who aren't in that postpartum period. Like, you just had a baby, okay? You are dealing with a lot. So give yourself grace. And then I think it's finding time to prioritize it. And it might not be what it once looked like. I don't know. Everyone's different in like when they prefer to have sex. I'm typically, if we're talking my dream world, I'm like a middle of the day person. But that's not always possible with children, but it can be if you know that like your kid or your two kids are going to be asleep at the same time and you know the house is like without childcare. I mean, some people will with childcare there. That's you do you. Is like maybe you're not exactly in the mood in that moment, but you know that like you have this period of time and it's like, okay, let's go. You know, it's not scheduled, but it's like we have this period. Let's make the most of it. Same with post bedtime. Like I don't love the like, we've hung out, we've stayed up, we finally get in bed and then we're having sex. I'm like, I'm tired. Like I'm getting in bed at this stage. I've got my fucking mouth guard in, my mouth is taped. I've got my like red light mask on. I've tried these heatless curl waves. Some days I have frownies taped on my face. Like it's not it. Not only is it like, it's just, that's not given the mood for either, mainly for myself. And I think for me, it's being like, the kids are down. Okay, let's make the most of this time. Let's like, I know this is not giving the most like romantic vibes. I'm not saying this is how you have to have sex all the time. But realistically, if you want to be having an active sex life with children, like it's not always going to be sexy. You kind of have to figure out the times at work and like jump on the times and then have fun from there. The other thing I actually meant to say about relationships is this has nothing to do with like really anything we're talking about, but I just feel the need to share that I have fallen into the Love is Blind show, I guess is the best way of saying this. And I'm so not a reality television person, but I was at my friend's house and we do day hangs, like full day hangs, which if you have kids the same age and you're close with like a couple, this is my best friend from college. She was my big and her husband also who I'm friends with from college, and him and Joe have become really good friends. So the four of us are very good friends. And then we have kids. Our toddlers are 4 months apart and our babies are 9 months apart. And we live like 30 minutes away. And the best thing we do is decide on a weekend, a Saturday or a Sunday, like let's do a full day hang. So we'll go at like 10 a.m. and then we will hang out. The baby will nap there, whatever, whoever's house we're going to, the person like brings a pack and play and a sound machine, and the kids whose house it is, they sleep in their rooms. And then the other ones who are visiting sleep in the pack and play. Honestly, our baby did all of his naps in a stroller, and you do the entire day there. So you get there before the toddler's 3 hour nap or 2 hour nap. You get there, you hang out, you have lunch, you put the toddlers down, then you're hanging out more. You know, you're dealing with the babies. Then the toddlers wake up, then you're hanging out, then you're having dinner, then you hang out a little bit, then you head home and literally just transfer from the car seat into bed. And it's the fucking best way to do things, because with that like chunk 2 hour nap, at least what we're experiencing right now, and we live 30 minutes away, by the time you like do the drive, get there, unload the car, like, you know, get the kids out, and they play, it's like, okay, and everyone back in the car for nap time. And if you do after nap, like, I don't know about you, but our toddlers like take a little bit warming up too after their nap. It's just my favorite way to hang out. So we did that on Saturday. And so during the kids' naps, I was like, just let's just watch something like mindless. And she's like, oh, I'm watching Love is Blind. And I said, okay, sure, I'll give it a try. The way I was hooked immediately and asking her 10,000 questions. I don't watch reality television because I think like I'm above it. Honestly, typically reality TV, like Real Housewives, has always given me anxiety because they're always just like yelling and fighting. I didn't really feel that with Love is Blind, the anxiety, but I'm hooked. I have just finished the finale. So I have the reunion. So I'm sure I will have many more thoughts once I watch the reunion. But what I will say is I turned to Joe because Joe has also been hooked just watching it with me. I was like, I hope that when people watch this, they realize that, like, this is not what your relationship has to be like. Like the amount of fighting that these people, I mean, obviously, okay, they're just meeting each other and then they're expected to like get married 4 weeks later. The idea is insane. However, if you're like single, I'm watching this, or if you haven't been in a relationship and this is, I just hope everyone knows that relationships should not, like, this fighting is not it. I just want to preface that. Last question. What do you miss about the city? Because I have to go. I have an event starting in 9 minutes. What do you miss about the city? You know what? I did this whole TikTok on things that I love about moving to the burbs. I stitched a video that I made a year ago about like things I think I will love. And it just proved that like everything I thought I would love, I did love. And I did this stitch saying all of these things, you know, having a yard, being able to open our door and like, oop, we're outside and we can do whatever we please in this backyard. Like we can do activities outdoors without having like a destination like you had to have in New York or spend money. And our neighborhood is truly, I feel like I'm living in a fucking dream. Like I feel like I'm living my dream life. All I ever wanted was a house in a neighborhood where we could like walk to see friends, had that neighborhood vibe where it was like very open door policy. You could walk into a town. Like I didn't have that as a kid. I grew up in the most, I had such a fucking blessed life. However, we didn't live in a neighborhood and I was always really jealous of people that did. Like, I guess you always want what you don't have. And I feel like I'm living in a movie whenever I'm like bopping around with my neighbors. It literally feels like a movie. And so I'm just so happy here. I think what I miss about the city is whenever I'm there, I don't miss the city in the sense of like, I wish I still lived here, because with my life right now, I don't wish I lived there. Living there with two kids, one being a toddler, for me is not what I want. But when I'm there, I feel nostalgic for periods of my life. I feel a nostalgia for the stage of my life before I had kids where there was that freedom to really do whatever we wanted. And Joe and I could go out to dinner any night and just, you know, it was freedom. There's no getting around it. Like there was such little responsibility. And like that was awesome. I'm not saying I want that life again, but like, yeah, of course I miss a part of that life. And I also feel a nostalgia for the stage of our life where we were new parents with one baby living in the city. I was at Blackstone, my favorite coffee shop, the other day, and I saw this woman like around my age walk in with a stroller and a baby, like a young baby. And I had tears in my eyes because I just remembered that stage of my life with our now toddler. And I felt nostalgic for it. I was like, oh my God, I love the life that we're living right now, but I also loved that life. And I felt like I was watching it through this lens. So those are really the things that I feel I miss. I do miss the ability to just like bop around with
proximity to so many more people in my life, but like those people don't live in the city anymore. So again, it's like the stage of my life that I miss, less actual Manhattan, if that makes sense. I don't know. The other day I was there and I was on the subway and some liquid dripped on my freshly washed hair. And I texted my girlfriend and was like, I don't fucking miss it. I don't miss it. But I do love New York. It's just not for this stage of my life. That is everything. I'm really happy I sat down to record another episode because this went in a completely different direction and is much more of the content that I would like to put out than what I had recorded this morning. Because it honestly just kind of felt negative and I don't want to put that energy out there. I love you all. Thank you so much for listening. Rate, review, subscribe, do all of the things and have a wonderful week. And to the future Cam for the episode when this releases on Wednesday, I hope you had the best trip ever and I hope you found your new nanny because Lord, you need some consistency in your life. All right. I love you guys. Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode of Freckled Foodie and Friends. I have so much fun recording the show. It is my favorite part of my job and truly is what lights me up. Your feedback and response to every episode is what keeps me going. And if this episode resonated with you, please feel free to DM me over on Instagram or share on your stories. If you are looking for a way to support the show, please rate and or review on whatever platform you use to listen to your podcast. It means the world to me and it really helps the show grow. Please also make sure to hit subscribe so that you are up to date with new episodes coming at you every Wednesday morning. And of course, please be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Cameron Oaks Rogers. I love you and I appreciate your support so much.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.